just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Oh, yes, I will see you again.
Hearty, lovely to see you. Lovely to have you back. First of all, how are you? How you been? How's your lockdown?
Lockdown's been challenging. I've been lucky in the way, you know, obviously that I'm still working every day. But for people that don't know what I do, I'm a funeral director. So it's been challenging times in this lockdown and this pandemic. But we seem to be moving forward. I think people are finally getting it after lots and lots of people weren't getting that we've got to put our masks on. We have to lock down. We have to socially isolate. Fingers crossed, 2020, they'll be talking about 2020 in 100 years' time. But
It's a lost year.
Yeah, you know, and that's it myself. You know, I've been on a bit of a journey myself. I've made no secret of it on North Stand Chat and other places. I basically had to, last March, I hit rock bottom and I basically had to go and sort myself out. And it was probably the best thing I've ever done. But it is a long road back and there's been some collateral damage on the way, but we're getting there.
Well, you talked about, before we came on air, you talked about, you asked actually to mention, you know, that you were going to sort of chronicle the sort of the things that have happened to you. Now, obviously, things like Albion, the community and the NHS generally do talk about men sort of saying, you know, if there's issues, you need to talk about them, if that, you know, you shouldn't be alone and what have you. And you said specifically you wanted to mention them and air to them.
Yeah,
so
yeah, so I mean,
it's yours, yes. Ian, so go for it.
It's just, yes. You know, I
tell us your story, mate.
I've always been a bit full on. You know, that can go down well with some people. It doesn't go down well with other people. I've worked hard and I've really reached a point in my life where I felt I had everything, but I had nothing. And that would, people who actually know me would think that was very strange because I had a loving family and everything, and through various acts or incidents, I almost had this self-destruct button, you know, and was pressing that on a regular basis. And I really, bizarrely, I thought I'd hit rock bottom in 2018, but I was actually on a ledge then, and sort of still muddled on for a couple of years, and then really hit rock bottom last March. But when I did, you reach out to people, and two of the people that I really think that needs, I've had so much support from everywhere, but Paul Camelin and Warren Aspinall. Even though Paul Camelin realised something was up when I'd written something bad about Graham Potter and we were actually having an argument when I was fueled up with Corona. The popular lager from Mexico, funnily enough.
Corona,
I think,
with
it
lime.
Would have been easier for me to have had the virus. I just think, I did reach a point. I had to go away to sort myself out. Sadly, my relationship of nearly 30 years went by the wayside as a result of my actions. But my children have been very supportive. The people who I met in the facility where I went to, which the Albion helped, or Paul and Warren helped me find, were very, very supportive. And, I felt coming out of it, I learned things about myself I didn't know or I didn't realise. And coming out of it, I aspire to try and be a better person. But it is a phrase, and it is, people think it's only a phrase, you know, it's okay to be not okay. Mm-hmm. And it's okay to ask for help. And I think that anybody that feels that they need help, then they do need help and they need to ask. Yeah. And,
what was the catalyst for you to seek that help, Harty?
I was obviously the breakup of my relationship and the collateral damage with that, and whilst I was still functioning in my profession and doing it, dare I say it, very well, you know, there were times when the dark clouds descended. And like many people before me, I thought the answer was at the bottom of a Corona bottle, and it isn't. And, you know, one was too many and 16 was never enough. And, you know, and then you become, you know, as they say in AA, you become powerless. So, you know, that was the catalyst. And there was an incident. You know, and I don't really want to sort of dissect the end of my mm-hmm. marriage on here, but basically, you know, things happened, and I realised enough was enough, and I had to go and get help.
So with the help that you are seeking and the professional help that you say you're getting, and here we are now in January, so 10 months after the kind of the stuff really hit the fan, are you still on that journey through the dark lands? Are you coming out the other side? Whereabouts are you now?
I'm positive, you know, even just under a month in the place where I went made me realise, you know, that my glass is, pardon the pun, half full rather than half empty. And you've got to concentrate on the positives. I'll be honest with you, AA is not for me, because whilst I went over 290 days without having a drink, sadly, a very good friend of mine passed away, and I had a Budweiser and toasted him. I had one beer with my Christmas dinner, and I had a couple of beers New Year's Eve, but I haven't had a drink since. So I don't see myself in that. But they're very good organisation and very, very helpful. But no, you know, the dark clouds have gone, and I've got a life that I've got lots to be positive about, and you have to concentrate on the positives, and you know, look at you know, trying to help other people. One of the things that I am doing that I'm really finding it's a bit difficult in lockdown. Prior to lockdown, I was doing it. That I'm mentoring a couple of youngsters who've had issues themselves. And we were going for coffee and you know, discussing how the week had gone. And we're now doing that via phones and texts. But I'm finding that very, very rewarding, you know, that someone is a couple of blocks behind you on the path that you trod. And if you can actually get them to take, you know, another road, then it's very, very rewarding.
So in the great scheme of things, Ian, obviously this is a show that's listened to almost exclusively by Brighton and Hove Albion fans. Yeah. So that's the kind of the market you've got here.
Yeah.
But obviously it's going to be sort of 80% male here. So that's the people that you're talking to here. What's your message based on your experience? What's your message to anyone who, you know, has hit the dark lands, who has that sense?
No one is immune to this. It is not, you know, depression and other issues are not means tested, you know, and we're all very, very fragile in our own way. And, you know, and all this stiff upper lip rubbish, you know, so if you are not feeling 100%, go and get help. I mean, one of the things that was really, and I was really pleased that my, she's not my ex-wife yet, but my estranged wife and my daughter were very quick to eradicate. Back in July, I moved into a flat, and for the first time in 56 years, I lived on my own. And I never realised what loneliness was. And it And it was only when the October lockdown came that they both said, look, come back. It's a big house. No one's going to get in the way of each other, but we all eat together. My daughter's persuaded me to do Veganuary, which I'm enjoying, and I've lost 5 pounds this week.
You're really pushing it now, Hearty.
I'm doing and I'm enjoying it. And
surely some mistake.
I just think loneliness. So I would say this specifically now: if you're looking at your contacts on your phone, and you know you've got friends that are on their own during this time, please just give them a call, if only for a couple of minutes. Hopefully more, but just please keep in contact with people. When you are there on your own in the four walls of a flat, you never know how important those phone calls are.
You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Oh, yes, I will.
Could I just say one more thing, please, Amy, before we go? Please, again, just to touch on something we touched on earlier, get on your phone. If you've got a mate who's living alone, give him a call, please.
Ain't it good to know